008, Thursday night. Chodesh Halvavos. Shara Kniya, Shara Shishi. We'll start from Perek Sheni, Dov Kuf Tzadikei. Perek Sheni, Vasher Labir Chelke HaKniya. He's going to describe now three types of people who have the Nida of Kniya, and three types. There are three types of people, three types of situations in which we see Kniya. The first one is not a Mila. The first one's a Chisaron. Chavobin says the first kind of Kniya that we find is embarrassing. It's terrible. It's not a good Nida, it's a bad Nida. Ha'echad kolol es ha'adam, it includes a person, and it would include animals too. Ha'abemi ba'li chayim ha'bulti ha'iga. We're not thinking, as I said last week, right? Animals are stronger than people. But you have a six-year-old going with an animal, plowing even. The animal could turn around and take him out like that. But he's nichna to a human. Also it's kniya. But it comes from not having any feeling of self-worth. An animal. So he's led by a human. So there are humans also who let themselves be led. They're weak. Sometimes people are nichna to other people for silly reasons. Let's say you meet a baseball player, so you get tongue-tied, and people get nichna. They feel like they have these heroes. People like sports figures. There's not really anyone nichna, but they're nichna. They feel like that. For kvedus hanefesh, he calls it. It's a laziness. It's not feeling a feeling of self-worth. It accepts things people do to it. People harm you. People take advantage of you. And you nichla, you just take it. And you take it because either you're too lazy to fight back. You don't want to. You can make a conscious decision to be min ha'ne'alovim ve'namolvim. That's something else. That's a conscious decision. He's talking about a kniya that's naturally there because the person has no feeling of self-worth. So he just the zokim to efilol salkom. He can easily stop it. He doesn't want to bother. Machmas sechlusa. Sefani Silukam, he doesn't know what to do and he's too lazy to find out. He doesn't want to bother to find out. It's easier for him to just plod along than to do anything about it. He's not industrious. He's not interested in finding out. Like the person says, I'm sober this in my life, I'm sober that in my life. And he's too lazy to go do something about it. That's not good. You have to get up and go. You have to do something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to be, as I said, to be industrious, to do things, not just to accept the situations and just, be passive. Ebisha doesn't want passive people. V'zeh motzui, it's common. V'sichlei b'nei yodom, in the foolishness of people and the hamoinam. Here's where he gets into low self-esteem. First of all, they don't want to learn how to do things. Everybody has this mida. Not everybody, I shouldn't say, but they have the mida to a degree. A person, let's say, in his house, it's full of drafts in the winter. His kids keep getting sick. His house is drafty. And they're like, he's too lazy to figure out what to do. He's like, okay, you're going to go, find out. You can go cork it. You can call in somebody to cork it. You could put up plastic sheets. I mean, there's aces. No, he just says that. And this is repeated many different situations. So either they're too lazy, it's a laziness, or it's a chisaron yediyah, that's a, like, an average mensch should know what to do. I'm not talking about now about fixing the drafts. But there are things that people just don't know. Should know how to put air in your tires. An average person should know. If your tires are low and you keep any flat tires. So an average person should know how to put in air. It's not that, even I know how to put in air on tires. It's not a heavy thing to know. You don't have to be a mechanical expert to know how to put in air on tires. And if your tires are always losing air, so if you find, you'll figure out how to put in air. So that's what it's not a maila to be a shlamazel. That's what the Chedva Vodas is saying. That's one point. And low self-esteem. That's the second point. It's also not a maila. It's a chisol. That's not the kniya of which we speak in Shar HaKniya. What a great thing it is. Chulshus HaKarosim, the weakness of their recognition of their own self-worth, of their own value. The Ainz are Nikukniya. This is not kniya. It's elal derech hashalom. It's a borrowed term. Kniya means a maila, a mida tova. In the Chavavos' world, it refers to your relationship with Hashem. That's where you. And the maila, it affects your relationship with people. And the Chavavos will say, when you're standing in front of a king, and you're overwhelmed in awe, then you're not gonna. A guy who's standing next to you, you're not going to trip him. You're not going to make fun of him. Your awe of the king will have you act a certain way to everybody else that's there also. Because you're in that mode of kniya. So you're not going to feel superior. If you really feel the kniya in front of the king, you're not going to feel superior to the guy next to you. Because you're on the same boat. You're standing in front of this great king. That's the Chavis HaLovus' world of Kniya. This Kniya, this weak will, this person with low self-esteem, is not really called Kniya. It's a poverty of the soul, the Evron, and a blindness, the Sichlus with foolishness, that it let rule over it, the person, rather than figuring out how to make something of himself. The nefesh is not exalted because Hashem punishes them by hiding their lay from seichel. It's no ma'ilah. But you know, kniya is that you're ambitious and you're capable. You have self-worth and self-esteem, and then you have kniya, because of your relationship with Hashem, and then there's a spillover to how you treat people. You don't act superior to them, because in the Chavisal Vobis' system, this is the same as Hanova, Chavisal Vobis' system. Chavisal Vobis' system, you're omeid l'fnei Hashem, and you owe everything to Hashem, and nothing you have or can do is because of your own abilities. So then, you're not going to act superior to the guy next to you. So the kniyah is to Hashem, and the spillover is to other people. But that's after you have every reason, so to speak, to feel good about yourself, and to feel chashuv, and to feel self-worth, then you develop kniyah, because you say, hey, wait a second, it's not me, it's Hashem. And there's that, and everything's from Hashem. It's not you, really. And also, you're supposed to learn about Hashem. Hagadol, Gibor, Hanora, the way the Rambam describes Yirim. So you're supposed to feel like, no matter what you are, or how capable you are, or how good you are, or how virtuous you are, or how industrious you are, but Lagabe Hashem, Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora, it's like a joke. So you fall back, as the Rambam describes it in Sefer Hamad, like you're pulled back in with a sense of trepidation and awe, and you feel small. But that's after you feel big. Then the guy with Abishma, you feel small. So no matter to other people, you don't feel superior. That's the system. But if you just feel, if you just feel the guy with other people, you don't have self-worth. That's not good. That's what he says, Aval HaKnihi Asher Tia Achrei His Alus HaMachshava. After you're exalted in mind, His Nasa His Damas LeBehemos, you feel a human being. I have Bechira. You feel like you're capable of doing things, of making decisions, of figuring things out, of having Seichel. B'tchunoseyam HaGuros, you're not an animal that exists only to pleasure yourself and to take pleasure, to enjoy yourself. That's an animal's existence. And you feel like, wow, you know, you can accomplish things, you can do things, you could rise above the physical. So that's a hesroimimus. And it's a hesroimimus over animals, and a hesroimimus his damos, the midos pshute hehamon, going on to Bishkuf Tzadik Vav. Masmas Yisra HaChochma, you know more than they do. So you're not going to get bogged down in the traps that they fall into. The Yikras HaNefesh, the Yediyah Amitus, Milos of the Negros. You have a moral system, right? You're certainly better than the animals who have and know nothing other than the physical Metzius, and then you work on even as a human being. I'll say, I'll be like everybody else. I'll just, I'll go through life, I'll have to be better. No, you feel certainly you have to rise above the hamon. People, so you read in the book, you read people use, 10% of their brain power, whatever it is, 15%. So you say, I'll be like everybody else. I want to be better than everyone else. No. You say, I want to be better than everyone else. I want to use 50% of my brain power, 60% of my brain power. I want to be like Einstein. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to be like the Avos. I want to be like Ibn Kibaker. That's what you should think like that. Don't think I'll be like the Hamon. So someone who feels that he can rise above what's passively accepted, and then then he acquires the trait of humbleness, as the Chavos HaVavos will go on to explain, because then he's Omeid Lefnei HaMelech Hashem. That's how he thinks of himself. So that's Tir Ritzuya. That's what Hashem wants. Avokol Shazula said, but if it's not that, if you don't develop a feeling of humbleness after you develop your milus, after you develop the ways in which you're superior, but if you're just humble, like I said to Shane Winston Churchill, he's a humble man who has much to be humble about. If that's all you are, Ze'eno Nichlal, Bemidos Haratsuyos, it's not a milo. It's not a milo to be a shlamazel. It's not a milo to be a schlep. It's not a milo to be I don't know anything about that. It's not a milo. By milo some options. It's not a good meeting. If you make a conscious decision, let's say a person, I would imagine, that Chavos HaVavos is moida, that you can make a conscious decision, let's say, I don't know how to put a screw in a wall. Not a screw, what's it called when it expands? You put it in plasterboard. They expand, it goes into the wall, and it expands, that's how it holds. So,
what's the Russian for the world?
What? Saying, I don't know how to do it, let's say. The Vavos are saying it's not a milo, it's a chesaron. It's not like you have to go to school to learn how to do it, and I made a conscious decision I'm going to sit and learn. I'm not going to go to school and learn how to put in mollies into walls. It's something a person should know how to do. So it's not a maila to not know it. That's what he's saying. If you make a conscious decision, something different, let's say you have to go to school for it, takes time, takes, you know, you say, I'm not going to do it, I'm going to sit and learn. I'm going to be a master. So that the Heaven of Moses is not talking about. He's talking about everyday life, being a mensch. If someone would tell me, I don't know how to drive a car, okay, you know, if he made a conscious decision, I don't want to take the time to learn how to drive, or he made a conscious decision, I'm better off not knowing how to drive, because then I'll waste a lot of time a day. That's great. Then the Chazal would applaud him. The person says, well, I don't know how to drive. It's too hard. You know, look around who drives, you know.
Rabbi Lev tells him he met an old Talmud from his school on the street. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm not learning, but I'm not working.
if someone here doesn't know how to drive, I apologize. It's not, I'm just thinking of Mishalim. Just trying to think of my own life experiences with people say, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that, I don't know how to do this. It's not a mile. It's not a mile. Chabad Abovus, well, you should know how to do things. You should be on the ball. At Al Kaponim, it's not Kniya. It's not Kniya. It's a false Kniya. It's a Fashlat Kai, it's not Kniya. So that's sorrow. Chabad Abovus condemns such a Kniya. Person that's nichna because of that is like an animal you can pass into. It's like the knee of an axe plows for a man, even though he could wipe out the man with one brush of the horn, you know, of his head.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Now, in line with what Jesus just said, and in what you said earlier about animals being subservient
to people,
human beings. But there are certain species that have to be broken in order to be subservient.
Okay,
watch on television these wild horses. Okay, wild horses need to be broken to be able to saddle
them. He's talking about the animals that are the Tevanichma. He's just saying subservience is not always a mile. Animals are subservient.
Yeah.
These are not the ones that are. V'chelek hasheni. You ever read Animal Farm? So they decided they're not going to be subservient anymore. Right? You ever watch the birds? They decided they're not going to, they're taking over. There's more of them than us. They're taking over. V'chelek hasheni. The second type of subservience is not a maila, but it's on a chisar. The second type is described now, I'll call it situational kniya. You can't condemn a prisoner that's nichna to his captor, a debtor that's nichna to his creditor, an employee that's nichna to his employer. You can't condemn these people. The situation calls for submissiveness and subservience. But it's not a midah tova. That's not what Hashem requires of you. It's situational. And when the situation stops, he'll be the biggest bald guy in the world. If he's nichna to his employer. And when he goes home at night, he beats up on his wife. So he didn't develop the midah's kaniya. It's just the situation is, so you can't condemn him because the situation does call for kaniya. So he's doing what's naturally correct. Chavzal Avos will now say.
But
it's not a midah tova. You develop a midah tova.
But there are times when you can condemn the person, you know, on situational subservience, okay, i.e. his boss wants him to do something illegal, or else he's going to lose his job. And you can think of situations here in Israel.
I knew you were getting to that.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Where the boss expects certain things of you, but you're at a higher level beyond the boss in terms of
he's
the
describing
specific
just a natural
situation.
Step. Let's say he's describing. Let's say your boss does really coffee. So most employees will not say that's not my job.
Right.
They'll feel nichnam. You know, the guy could fire them. He doesn't have to keep them on. They'll tell him, get me a cup of coffee. He'll go get it. So that's what the Chavos HaLavos is now going to be talking about.
He'll go get it, but she?
See, that's why the real Kniya, he says, you have to develop Kniya to Hashem. Now he's describing Kniya to people through different situations. They are in that position. A captor is nichna to his captive. Sorry, nichna to his captors. Gona osur bidei oyevo, or the evidence may rabo. Or machmos. So either the situation they have you in their power. So you're nichna to them. No, that's the situation. Or machmos a kikuso lahem. Or sometimes you need them. It's not as inherently situational as an eved and a rav, but you need them like you're an employee to an employer. A gold of srichuso, you need something they have. When asocher l'socher, or the ha'oni is nichna to the person that's supporting him, the ezrus baal ha'on, or even the talmud l'rabo. So the Talmud is not talking about Mora Rapcha Kamora Shammai. Not talking about that. I even assume that would be, that's the Pshat Mora Rapcha Kamora Shammai. That you have a sense of Kriya akin to the Kriya you feel to the Ribbono Shalom. But here he's talking about just like a student. It doesn't even have to be a Rebbe in Torah necessarily. It could be an apprentice. Someone teaching you something. So you need him. So you're going to be nichna to him. Because you want him to like you, you want him to continue to teach you. Oh, me'achiva mutalala. Sometimes you nichna, just nichna because, you know, you owe someone money. Shlomo Melch said, Evid lovala ishmalva. You owe someone money, so he has a certain power over you. And your actions reflect that. You don't want to get him upset, you don't want to remind him that you owe money. Can't pay it. So you make quite sure you don't get him angry. You talk very softly to him. You say happy birthday to him if it's his birthday. You act b'kniya. She'oz yischayev l'hash, yischayeving means naturally. Naturally, you will be nichna. L'hash b'l'atzmo u'lihikona l'chaveira. K'maymer ha'chocham evid lo v'lish malvim. Oh, he's going to describe now what you might be surprised to hear. He says, even your kniya to a rov or a morederech or someone that teaches you how to act, but it's still situational. When you walk out of that room, you're going to be the biggest bald guy in the world, maybe. It's not a midah. You haven't developed true kniya. You're just acting because you need something. So you know you have to act a certain way. Omachmas Yediyoso Ezrushoso. He knows his weakness. Biyadiyos Hamusar Mitzvahs Hashkafa. Maybe Lechayel Amabov. Al Mazem Chayel Amabov. The Yediyoso Shvili Adracha. And you don't know how to act. You have a lot of questions. Hashkafic questions. Adracha questions. So you have someone that teaches you. A mentor. Chashatasig Yodo, as Navi Dora, the Novi of his door, Omor Tzedek, or a Godol, or a Rav, or a Posek, someone that really teaches you what to do. Omatef Ladarke Hayosha, to someone, even a friend, sets you up straight, teaches you. So Mashbal Atzmo Lefonov V'nichnalo. This might even be, if it's a Torah, it might even be a mitzvah, Kibud Rav. But so certainly the Chavilah is not condemning it. He's saying that's not the Kniya of which I speak. That's not a deep-rooted, deep-seated. You haven't developed midas hakniya. You haven't entered shar hakniya. It's situational. The situation is mechayev it.
One thing for parents' children.
What?
Parents' children.
I think he could have. Again, it could be, if it's huk shukvodim, a person could feel huk shukvodim l'kovod hamakom, then it's probably a good kniya. Just like I said, mora rabcha kamora shemayim would be okay. I don't think he's talking here about mora rabcha kamora shemayim. Mm-hmm. He's talking about, you want the Rebbe to like you, you're nichna, or you want something from him, or he has a certain power over you, or you want something from him, you want to maintain a relationship. There's something in it for you. So you act a certain way. That's what he's talking about. He even brings down something that you'd be very surprised to hear this. He says, Kamoshoma Kadbanemazal, Gedola Shibushi Yosimilimuda. The Talmud should be Nechmat to his Rabbi. That's a Kniya. Poelisha Ben Shavana Shayatsuk Mayamaladeliya. You don't pause, you don't wash someone's hands for them unless you're Nechmat to them. It's not something you do. So there's a kniya involved in being mishamish, and gadol shibush yosem limuda. It's a good thing to do. You'll learn better, you'll understand better, you'll be more accepting of what he says. But that's why you're doing it. You're doing it to develop, to maintain, and to develop the Talmud Rebbe relationship. And that's why gadol shibush yosem limuda, because it cements and strengthens the Rebbe Talmud relationship. You're more nichna, you're more ready to hear what he has to say. It enters your mind, it enters your heart, it enters your soul better. But that's not the kniya that he wants people to develop. That's situational. You do it. If the situation stops, you haven't become a more humble person. You'll be whatever you would have been. That's what he's saying. Ashalomad lo nemar, the famous Gemara, doesn't say Ashalomad eitzel Eliyahu, but Ashayotzak, the Lamech Yigdoy Lashimush Yosem Limuda, the Omar Umishurso, Yeshua ben Nun Nar, the Yomish Mitocha Oel, Yeshua ben Nun was Moshe Rabbeinu's main Talmud, and he calls him Mishurso. The Pasuk refers to him as a Mishores. He served him. It's all the same thing, God Lashimush Yosem Limuda, the Yomish Mitocha Oel. And yet it calls him a Shurso, not Talmito.
Could it be used
for achieving what?
To get the situation.
You could use it to practice, if that's what you need. But that's not so good. So it's also a stepping stone. He means that even when it's not a chisaron, like in group one, it's a stepping stone. Either you have to do it, because or else the guy will do something bad to you, or you're doing it in order to get something from the person. You're adding a third suggestion. He's doing it to develop kaniya. Fine. His point is, this is valid kaniya. Should not be condemned. Not only shouldn't it be condemned, but in the latter examples he gives, it's even a chiyuv actually. Not just a natural chiyuv, it's mamash chiyuv, and you'll be a better talmid for having done it. But it's situational. It's not the shar hakniya of which he speaks. V'amar achochem al kol ha'amonim, ve'eved evil v'cham leiv. V'achelik hazeh mechalki hakniya, avu bishu chiyuvei b'teva. I'm not sure the last ones are chiyuvei b'teva. Maybe they are, but there's a mitzvah to do it too, in case the teva didn't take over. Now, with Golda Shibushi Yosem Limuda, he's talking about it as if it's a natural way of acting. That, you have your Rebbe, so you'll be Mishamish and you'll be Nichnat to him. But Golda Shibushi Yosem Limuda means you develop the relationship, you become a better Talmud for having done that. So, and you should therefore do it. But Ainzim and Amailas Hakashuvas Behechle. It's not objectively the Maila of Midas Hakniya of which I speak. Because it's not inherent in you. It's not all encompassing. Again, you walk out of the room, someone will stand in front of a gadol and he'll talk softly and he'll be sincere. He's going to walk out of the room. Guess where I just was.